The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
One of the major problems for this community is providing adequate housing for low-income families. The source of the problem is easy to define. The solutions provide a challenge that to date has not been met. The problem is not enough housing units for every family. The problem is enough of the right-sized, low-priced, adequate-conditioned housing units to meet the needs of the low-income. Douglas Dunn of the Urban Studies Center.
You will notice that in the Jefferson Area Development District, which of course includes Jefferson and Louisville, there actually was a surplus of dwellings. Physically, there was a surplus.
But one-bedroom units do not satisfy the needs of a large family. Lakin Cosby of the NAACP.
We do have a lot of families who have a lot of children who we can't find adequate housing for.
And a family making less than $5,000 a year can hardly pay today's mortgage and rental rates. Lewis Coleman of the Urban League.
You have low-income people who are on waiting lists right now at the Municipal Housing Authority, numbering about 2,000 to 2,500. We have a tenant counseling program at the Urban League in which it's very difficult to find adequate dwellings for low-income people.
And it doesn't make sense to house a family in a unit with a roof that leaks and plumbing that doesn't work. Jack Carey of the city's Community Development Office.
Not that the housing doesn't exist right now, it is that it's not found.
According to a special tabulation by HUD, more than half of the low-income families live in substandard housing, overcrowded conditions, or pay a disproportionate amount of their income for housing. This accounts for one-fourth of all households within the county.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
The low-income families cannot participate in the private housing market. They simply cannot afford the high price tags and high interest rates. Douglas Nunn of the Urban Studies Center qualifies and quantifies the problem.
Median price of new housing in the United States in 1975 was someplace in the vicinity of $42,000. Effectively, you can quickly see that someplace between 60 and 80% of Kentuckians are priced out of the new house market.
Without some kind of assistance, the low income cannot participate in the private market. Congressman Ron Mazzoli wants to investigate the reasons for the high cost of housing. Is it because of legitimate lumber prices? Or is it because of market concentration? Mazzoli suggests the use of antitrust laws to break up the lumber industry, thus bringing down the price of lumber, and in turn lowering the price of housing. As far as interest rates, Mazzoli suggests expanding the money supply, effectively lowering interest.
If there is a somewhat easing of the supply of money, then I think we are going to find that money is more available to the federal government to borrow and to private builders to turnkey build housing projects, or better than that yet, the Section 8 programs to provide money for private purchase or private rent.
The only governmental program aimed at helping the low-income participate in the private market is known as 235. However, 235 doesn't lower the price of the monthly mortgage payment. It only lowers the interest rate, and at that, not by much. As Lakin Cosby of the NAACP puts it,
most families today are priced out of the market as far as sales program because the average cost of new construction today is $44,000, so it leaves a lot of people out.
Even with help, the low-income families cannot participate in the private home-buying market.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
60 to 80% of all families cannot afford to participate in the private home buying market. It's impossible for the low-income families to participate, even with help under Government Program 235. Lakin Cosby of the NAACP.
This feels very difficult because the average cost of a three-bedroom brick house with a basement is running close to $40,000 in the East Bend area. And you just cannot expect families to pay $300 a month for a house without any subsidy or without government help.
The low-income are forced to turn to public housing, and there's not much to be found. The only government program for home ownership is sponsored by the Kentucky Kentucky Housing Corporation. It's Director Maurice Hine.
Right now we have about $10 million in subsidy allocated to us. We have 15 projects that we are funding. We have 7 projects that are under construction.
That's a total of 22 projects. Hardly a dent in the market when one considers that 3,000 low-income families would like to buy a home. Congressman Ron Mazzoli thinks HUD guidelines for qualifying under 235 should be rewritten.
If this poses a problem to a significant number of low-income persons, well, I think it ought to be changed, and I think, frankly, that housing acts and laws are probably going to be under rather consistent review pretty much all the way through.
But even if HUD guidelines were changed so the low-income families could qualify, it would take a large monetary commitment to help the poor participate in the private market. Or even a larger commitment to start up public programs. And trying to get more money out of Washington is an impossible proposition.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
It's virtually impossible for the low income to participate in the private rental market. Lewis Coleman of the Urban League.
Families do have to pay an astronomical amount for rent in this city.
The federal government says a family should pay no more than 25% of its income for rent. But County Housing Authority Director Jim Cronin explains,
there is a tremendous number of low-income families that cannot begin to pay the rent that is necessary to the private investor to meet his maintenance and his mortgage payments and his interest and so forth. So therefore, there is creates a definite demand for lower rental property for the low-income family.
City County Planning Department statistics indicate that half of the low-income renter households pay at least 35% of their income for rent. One program designed to help the poor participate in the private rental market is known as Section 8. Congressman Ron Mazzoli.
Section 8 and the entire of the 74 Act was an effort by Congress, which is now made very dramatically aware of the difficulties of the sort of classic traditional public housing programs to deal with the new needs of American citizens.
Section 8 allows a person to rent a unit with the government picking up the difference between the rent and 25% of that family's income. However, the poor cannot choose the most expensive house in town. The government places a limit on how much rent can be, and that excludes a lot of poor families. There simply are not that many units with low enough rent available on the market.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
A housing and urban development program known as Section 8 is designed to help poor families rent on the private market.
HUD has recently approved us for an additional 900 units within the county, and the city is going in for additional units, either 500 or 700 units.
But County Housing Authority Director Jim Cronin is quick to point out that while the money is available to help the poor, the rental units are not available because of HUD guidelines.
The supply capability, both of our own ability to assist and the supply of the units available within the county is limited. One example I can give you is that we know that in 1974 that there was a 13.5% vacancy rate. We know that within certain parts of the community now that it's down to around 4%.
So it appears that the program designed to help the low-income participate in the private rental market is limited. That means the poor must turn to public housing. Such is the suggestion of Lewis Coleman of the Urban League.
Section 8 will never be able to take the place of municipal housing because the municipal housing authorities have provided over millions of structures and family dwellings for low-income persons. Section 8 can't do it.
Since the introduction of public housing nearly 40 years ago, 15,000 lower-cost units have been constructed in Jefferson County and rented to the poor.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
But even if, on a dollar-for-dollar basis, the low-income could afford to participate in the private home buying or rental markets, there are other stumbling blocks besides money to preclude such participation. Even if the low-income could afford to buy a home on the private market, that family would have to buy a home large enough for the family.
We have been able to find houses for families with one or two children because they will fit into the apartment units that are available. But it's very difficult to find housing for families with three or more children, and that is a serious problem for low-income families.
It's estimated that 7,600 of the 10,000 homes in the county occupied by the low-income are overcrowded. Three-fourths of the low-income families live under overcrowded conditions. The overcrowding problem is the result of poor planning. There just aren't enough large homes or rental units available. Lewis Coleman of the Urban League works daily trying to find housing units for the large, poor family.
We have many times tried to place families of 8, 9, and 10 children, and it's almost an impossibility to get these families in some decent dwellings in this community, unless they buy their own homes. And as you know, the majority, many low-income persons cannot buy their own homes.
Government programs are designed so that a family cannot move into a new home unless it's large enough to accommodate that family and thus end the overcrowding. However, the government has ended programs aimed at building homes and apartments. So there is no government effort that produces housing units with a lot of square feet.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
When low-income families find a home or an apartment they can afford, they generally find a unit that's in such poor condition it's barely livable. Jack Carey of the city's Community Development Office says there are a lot of dilapidated units.
There are 27,000 housing units in this city which require major rehabilitation.
There are only 133,000 total housing units in the city, so one-fifth needs some work. The poor simply do not have enough income to fix up the homes that they own.
A person owns their own home, and they don't have very much income, then the problem is that they can't afford to make the repairs that are necessary.
Landlords running to the poor are barely making enough money to make mortgage payments, let alone make repairs.
If they can only afford to pay $30 or $40 a month in rent, then whoever owns that building, if they have to pay taxes, insurance, maintenance, maybe even some utilities, and maybe even a principal and interest payment for the acquisition of the building out of that $30, $40 a month, then that does not leave very much at all for making repairs.
The city and county governments have programs designed to help the poor fix their property, but there's not enough money to fix up all 27,000 units. Congressman Ron Mazzoli thinks Uncle Sam should chip in its fair share.
You know, periodically to have people counsel with some of the renters or purchasers on how to run a household. You know, what to do when the John clogs up, or what to do when the water comes in the roof.
Even with federal help, though, it would be impossible to repair all of the substandard units overnight. But it would be a start. And eventually all those units, now without plumbing, now with roofs that are a sieve, could be a decent home, a place for a decent living.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the National Award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
27,000 housing units in the city and county are substandard. For some reason or another, they're not good for a quality life. City-County Planning Department studies and the 1970 census indicate that 98% of the low-income families live in these 27,000 units. It's equally difficult for the poor to fix up their homes, and landlords don't get enough in rent to make repairs. City and county neighborhood improvement programs provide the start of a community-wide development program. Jack Carey of the city's Community Development Office.
We have a program that operates within the eight conservation areas, where if someone wants to purchase and rehabilitate a property, we have mortgage money available at an 8% interest rate. And in some instances, that can be written down to a 3% interest rate, and that mortgage money can be used for both acquisition and rehabilitation.
But the poor cannot get help on the private market. Their home isn't worth the value needed as collateral for a home improvement loan at a lending institution. Private groups have also joined the government's neighborhood redevelopment campaign. The Urban League has been a leader, as its director, Lewis Coleman, explains.
For 7 years, the Urban League has been trying to work with tenants in all the municipal housing complexes to keep the property up inside of the property and outside of the property.
Lakin Cosby of the NAACP is quick to note that low-income families also need counseling on how to care for their homes. And he thinks the revitalization of the neighborhood doesn't stop with homes and apartments.
I think housing is more than a dwelling. I think that if you're going to build houses in the California area, bring shopping also. Bring all the other amenities to make the neighborhood beautiful. It's a shame to me that if you build a house in California, people still have to catch a cab and go 5 miles to a decent supermarket. So bring in the amenities. Let's do that first of all.
With the private market closed to the low income, desiring to fix up their property, the government programs are all that exist. It should be noted that all 27,000 substandard units can be repaired. All it takes is money.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
It's no secret that the low-income families are currently segregated into enclaves. Census tracts depicting the average income of families show most of the poor live in the west end of the city. These people would like a decent place to live. They simply cannot afford it. Dalen Martin of the State Human Rights Commission is quick to point out that a lot of the low-income would like to relocate.
That two-thirds of the black families have chosen housing in desegregated areas. For all the talk that you can always get about how black people want, for some reason of mystical umbilical cord or something or other, to always congregate together, the facts in this program disprove that. 234 black families participated in Section 8, and of these, only 76, or 32%, chose to live in the county's predominantly black neighborhoods.
Now, Section 8, the rental subsidy program of the federal government, allows a family to choose a home or an apartment in any part of the county. And the most attractive units are in the East End. But Jim Cronin of the County Housing Authority notes that those units are too expensive for Section 8.
Eastern Jefferson County, a four-bedroom house in Eastern Jefferson County is going to be totally out of the fair market rents. Yet the entire legislation is geared that the person have a right to select the area he wants to live in. He cannot select in Eastern Jefferson County a four-bedroom house because he'll never reach the fair market rents.
Cronin suggests that the government determine a fair market rent for each neighborhood and not for the metro area.
We've had 900 additional allocations for the second year. The city of Louisville is anticipating receiving 500 units.
But getting Congress and HUD to change is difficult. Congressman Ron Mazzoli thinks change will come in January when President-elect Carter and Democrats take over.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
The population in Jefferson County over the age of 65 makes up less than 10% of the total population. Yet 20% of all households with incomes below the poverty level are elderly. Just as there is a disproportionate number of low-income elderly, there is also a disproportionate number living in inadequate housing. The elderly housing problem started because of their monetary situation, as Douglas Nunn of the Urban Studies Center explains.
Older Americans have very distinct problems because of their retirement and pension programs that were set up in an earlier days. Inflation, their fixed incomes just won't fit inflation, so need among older Americans obviously is increasing.
Because they can't buy or rent on the private market, most of the elderly poor live in public housing. Beth Paulson of the City Housing Authority.
That population is about one-third of the below poverty level elderly throughout the city of Louisville.
And Paulson contends the elderly's poverty problem is compounded in public housing.
I see a lack of coordination within the community of public housing for social services.
Even at that, more of this community's senior citizens would like the chance for public housing. Jim Cronin of the county's housing authority.
We could immediately absorb and needed at a minimum of 300 additional units for elderly and 300 family units. Now, we know that we have a great demand for family units, and 300 units will only be basically a token. We have in excess of 250 names on a waiting list for the elderly units, and every year our elderly population's increasing as well.
The elderly have a unique problem in housing. They can't afford, and in most cases are too old to buy or rent on the private market. And public housing is inadequate to deal with their plight.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio. The following is a presentation of the national award-winning Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.
When the discussion concerns the low income, it automatically includes the handicapped. They're unable to make a good wage because of either physical or mental barriers. The census indicates that the handicapped constitute 9% of our total population. However, of that group of 9%, 85% reside in inadequate housing. Dot Hogan of the Committee for the Handicapped says the poor housing further compounds the problem.
Many impaired persons live in dwellings and related environments with architectural barriers which limit their ability to take care of themselves and to live more independently to the limit of their individual physical capability.
It's interesting to note that there are no programs designed specifically for the handicapped. Fact is, Hogan suggests the programs totally ignore the disabled, such as Section 8.
Because they can't find a participating landlord whose apartments are designed with ramped entrance, bathroom, grab bars, sinks designed for use from a wheelchair, wide doorways, or lowered light switches.
Even if the poor handicapped could afford to buy, they couldn't find a home suitable to their particular situation. The county does have a program, but Hogan says it's only a drop in the bucket.
As you've heard, this county, our county, Jefferson County, has set aside $50,000 of its community development money to remodel 81 houses in the Newburgh area, and 10% of these will be designed to meet the needs of the handicapped, and that certainly is a step in the right direction.
Housing authorities recognize the special problems of the handicapped, but they maintain there just isn't enough money to take care of everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WAKY Radio.